Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
How should we approach these next 2 hours? Should we just...
I think we do like a two-hour pre-show, mix in some sports, mess around, have a great time, interact with our listeners, and hopefully get people to donate.
Yep.
This is a pre-game show to the main event.
Yep.
This is NBA on TNT before the finals.
Yeah, it is, Shaq. That's just terrible.
Texter, when do the show mix-ups start? That's an interesting way of putting it. At 8 o'clock. Oh. Texter, Nervous Crapper would be a great band name. Texter, are you guys going to address how much you were made fun of by the PM team? See, Caboli did the same thing. I went back and listened. It's a big nothing burger. They were doing what they're supposed to do.
I could counter a lot of their arguments. It's not.
I mean, they made fun of me a lot, but I deserved it. Because Harry absolutely, he body bagged me. Hey, I'm throwing jabs at friggin' Harry Callis. For like 2 straight years.
Mm-hmm.
Right, let's just call it. Mm-hmm. I just jab Callis 2 straight years. Little left, little right, little left, little right. And Callis just gets fed up and he says, here's a haymaker.
Yo,
bang.
Bang.
No, I said, butt out, you went to Waynesburg. We're having a impassioned conversation between an All-American pit tight end.
Crowley, the last time you were in a locker room for serious competition, you guys got ice cream after the game. Like,
when was the last time? That was my favorite part, actually, is when Doran just goes, oh! It was like someone threw down at Rucker Park and everyone falls backwards, like grabbing their crotches. That's pretty much how that went.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. That still hurts.
Oh. You get ice cream.
And I legit did. I struck out looking in the 6th grade playoffs. I should have protected the plate.
Oh, so that's why you are so animated about Henry Davis. You have PTSD.
I bitched at the umpire, and I should have swung. It was low. It did cross the plate. I could still see that pitch in my mind. And then I cried. And then, yes, we did go to Dairy Queen after the game.
That shows the differences between you and me, too. Never in my life have I argued with an umpire. Never.
Oh, I didn't argue at the umpire. I bitched about the umpire at Dairy Queen.
Yeah, to your parents.
To my parents. And my teammates, yeah. Because I knew the ump.
Yeah, if I struck out.
It was Jake Wildfire's brother.
If I struck out.
Wildfire?
What a last name, by the way.
Yeah, jeez.
If I struck out in a game, my dad wouldn't talk to me for a couple of days. That's not true.
But well, we've all got a lot to unpack.
Jeez. Oh, man.
Oh, my parents were
Let's away. Talk about that.
I mean.
Let's unpack this.
You said that's not true. That is true. You're like, that's not true. Yeah, it is.
Oh, he would be upset though. He would be. I mean, my parents were very hard on me when it came to sports. Like, there was no ice cream after the games. By the time I was, ten, there was no ice cream after the games. No.
That was probably 12. How old are you in 6th grade?
12.
I was 15. That's why I went to West Virginia. All right, in 30 seconds, we'll mix some of the sports in. And we will continue to tell you that you got to help out like we are trying to help out these local volunteer fire departments. We will all collectively be successful. I was texting with Nancy, the grand poobah of all things sales, yesterday. I said, Nancy, we're going to crush it. Let's raise some money. And she said, no, let's raise a lot of money. And she's right. Mm-hmm. That's the goal today. Let's raise a lot of money for people who help every day. And a lot of times we don't think about these people. This is a day to think about people who help us. And we should think about them more than just today. We should think about them more than just tomorrow. But today's a start. Text FIRE to 412-207-3456. We'll mix in a little sports coming up in 30 seconds. Harry Bang! Texter writes in, Finger 11, the band, they were Rainbow Butt Monkeys before they changed their name.
Wow.
Rainbow Butt Monkeys.
Did they do Paralyzer? Was that them?
Yeah.
Do you think it goes, do you think it rises up the charts if it's Rainbow Butt Monkeys? I think it still probably does.
Yeah. I love that song.
Texter, give us a big clue for who's coming on at noon. I'm not doing that. I don't want to step in it this early.
Big clue.
You will not be disappointed.
No. Well, yeah.
Haven't heard from this person in an interview setting in a very long time.
Right.
So somebody that doesn't talk in this kind of setting, typically, super excited about that. I wish I could say, we'll mix in some of the sportsy sports stuff here, Doran. Wish I could say that I was excited about this hire the Penguins made yesterday. They hired a head coach. This is obviously a massive story. It's a massive story. This will likely be the head coach of Sidney Crosby until the end of Sidney Crosby's career. That in and of itself makes it massive. But I threw out a Twitter poll yesterday, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Did you know who Dan Muse was before today? 95% of people who voted said no. Right hand to God. I'm sorry. I wasn't familiar with this game.
You know damn well I wasn't.
Didn't know.
No idea.
And I think most people who have an opinion on this guy didn't know who he was yesterday. And if you did, you didn't think he was involved to potentially be the next Penguins head coach. I read what Josh Yowie wrote in The Athletic. He basically said it came out of left field. Rob Rossi basically came out of left field. Everybody who covers this team, like covers the team, embedded with the team. Boy, this came out of left field. And I'm sure all those guys were familiar with it, with him. I mean, you're probably going to know who the assistant coaches are on every team whenever your job is to every single day talk and write about hockey. But we could open up the phone lines at 412-928-9370. Be honest. Did you know who this guy was? Now, that doesn't mean we haven't done our research. It is our job to entertain first and foremost, but we'd also like to be informative, educate you. He was a high school coach and then a college coach, and he won an NCAA championship as an assistant coach at Yale. Smarty pants. Mm. He looks like Joe Block. He looks like Chris Muller. That we all know. And everyone rushed to Twitter at the same time to say the same thing. He won a Clark Cup championship, Doran.
Hold up. Did he go to Yale or did he just coach at Yale?
Stop it. Don't be
asking. Well, I mean, you said smarty pants. I mean, just because you're a coach at Yale doesn't mean that you're extremely smart, but I'm sure the guy's very smart.
Good point by you. He won the Clark Cup championship. Please, Doran. I was in the middle of telling people about the Clark Cup.
Yep.
Okay, please.
Yep.
With the Chicago Steel of the United States Hockey League. So he's won. He's pretty much won. He has won at every level. That was his first head coaching job. Spent 3 seasons as an assistant with the Nashville Predators. Then he went on to have 3 other seasons, various head coaching roles with the United States National Team Development Program. Won the gold medal at the 2023 IIHF World Under 18 Championships. That's always an entertaining tournament to watch. Then he jumped on the bench as an assistant coach with the New York Rangers. Now he is the Penguins coach. And everything I've read up on this guy is it's all about player development. It's all about young guys playing. Kyle Dubas told that to Josh Yowie a couple of weeks ago at the World Hockey Championships, that they're going to play the young guys. And this dude is going to have to develop them. What's interesting to me, and I think everybody can form an opinion on this, is he's 3 years older than Sidney Crosby. And everything you read about him is developing young players. It's a brave new world for Sidney Crosby. Mike Sullivan ain't here anymore because Mike Sullivan, as Dubas said 2 weeks ago, he coaches contenders. That was a slap in the face of a quote from Dubas a couple of weeks ago to Josh Owie. Mike Sullivan wants to coach winning teams. The implication there, obviously, we ain't going to win. So Sidney Crosby has to be okay with not winning, probably at least this year, maybe the next year. And how many years do you have left?
Right.
Now, I think Sid knew that this was the direction they were going in when they moved on from Sullivan, and Sidney Crosby is nothing if not a good soldier. And Sidney Crosby is going to help young players develop. That is what Sid has always done. Young guy gets called up, Sid's taking him to dinner. Sid's the first guy at the door. That's the job of a captain. You're all pulling the same rope. You're all trying to win games. But this is a seismic shift in philosophy for a guy who's never coached in the NHL, who is a few years older than Sidney Crosby. I'm just interested to see how it's all going to play out.
I mean, this is admitting a rebuild, this hire.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just right in the face. I mean, it's right in your face. Like, yes, we are rebuilding. This guy's a talent developer, a young talent developer. He's a younger coach, getting a new opportunity, never been a head coach before in the NHL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think it's going to be interesting how everybody coexists at first, because it's one thing being a talent, you know, developer of young players, and that's great, and that's exactly what the Penguins need for the future. But how is that going to coexist with Malkin, Letang, and Crosby?
Malkin, and you're right. I bring up Sid.
Malkin's it's the other guys the one. For me.
Yeah, Gino, this is it, I think.
Yeah.
Rob Rossi, who's the Gino whisperer, he's writing his biography. I think they're pretty close. Rossi said this could be it for Gino. Probably is it for Gino. And you're Malkin, and they bring in a guy that has never been a head coach, that is known as a player developmental guy, and he's a special teams guru, apparently, and he is a tough guy that also melds the analytics involved. Like, philosophically wise, they hit it out of the park. Like, this is what they should have been looking for. We've talked about that. Get a young guy mm-hmm. who is wet behind the ears, but also eager, who can grow with this young ragtag bunch of the next group of hopefully championship contending Penguins. Like, from a philosophy standpoint, this is what they needed to do. Now, this guy, Dan Muse, in particular, I have no idea if it's going to work out. No clue. Anybody who says they know he'll work out or not is full of crap.
Yeah.
What I am happy that they didn't do is get a retread. I don't need that. I don't need that. Well, let's go get John Tortorella for his 47th team he's coached in the NHL. Like, we don't need that. Like, oh, let's go get Rick Tocchet. No. No, you don't. But what's also interesting to me, Doran, is, and I saw Adam Gretz tweet this out, the average NHL coach is behind the bench for 2.4 years. This guy might never see a playoff series.
No.
His role might just be...
rebuild.
Yeah. Yep. Get them to the place where you're on the cusp.
Yep.
And then a next guy comes in, which is wild to think about. This guy's probably not going to see a third year. He's almost definitely not going to see a fourth year. It's a totally new franchise. And there's one man, make no mistake about it, pulling all the strings, and that's Kyle Dubas. This was his hire. That's what Yoey wrote yesterday. Fenway Sports Group ain't telling Kyle Dubas who to hire.
Mm-mm.
They ain't saying, you know who we need? Dan Muse. They got no clue. This is all on Dubas.
Well, this is an opportunity for Dubas to mold somebody to think the way that he wants to think and to basically do what he wants and get the players that he wants and the type of style that he wants. You know, you can't do that with a Mike Sullivan. You can't do that with a Torts. You can't do that with a coach that has won.
Good point.
Like, this is his opportunity. It's like, all right, hey, Dan, this is my show, and you interviewed, and you hit it out of the park, in my opinion, because you're speaking the same language I am. Now it's time to, you know, I'm going to give you what you need, and basically you're going to fall in line with how the style and what I think is necessary for us to rebuild back to winning.
He understands what it's all about. Yep. And what it's all about is Dubas is going to give me young players, and yep. I am to play those young players.
Yep.
And I am to get those young players. Game one, they're going to look like this. Game 82, they got to look different. That's the job.
Mm-hmm.
And someone just texted in, and all opinions are valid. Texter, 412-928-9370. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Not sure what's more depressing, talking about the Pirates or talking about the Penguins. No, man. I remember when my wife and I went to Ireland for our honeymoon. In the first 2 days, we spent most of our time in the car. And we didn't have our phones. We were trying to save money on Dad. We were looking at a map. And I was bitching and moaning. Shouldn't surprise you or Callis at all.
Nope.
Like, all right, let's get to the town. I'm going to get to the pub. Let's go out. And my wife was like, no, this might be the best part of the trip. Are these road trips, these memories, the views, the journey is the destination.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually super excited to see how this looks the next couple of years with the Penguins. Like, the X generation, they lost a lot of hockey games, but they were young, and you were trying to evaluate as a fan. If you're a real diehard fan, are these the guys that are going to take us to the next level again? How many of these pieces, and Ryan Malone was one of those pieces, and Evgeny Malkin was one of those pieces, Marc-Andre Fleury was one of these pieces in the X generation. Are these guys going to be part of the next team that contends for a championship wearing the Penguins sweater? Folks, this is all part of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what makes when you're good worth it. And it's true in any fan base. Like, Pitt fans have been through a lot. West Virginia fans have been through a lot. Pirate fans, when 2013 comes around, oh my God, been through a lot. It makes all those moments sweeter. We've been sitting on our high horse in our Crystal Palace for how long watching these Penguins?
Long time.
It's okay for there to be a rebuild. They are necessary, and we're going to have to go through that right now. And I think it's fun if you embrace it, and if you're watching these games to see the player development, you can get enjoyment out of that too.
But I will warn everybody, it's very, very seldom that you get a Lemieux and a Crosby back-to-back.
Right.
So prepare to not, like, the reason why that, you know, you look at the X generation and you look at the guys that came after that and the guys that you named is because they were high-quality picks. That's not necessarily going to be the case this time. It could be. I hope so. That'd be great. But I wouldn't hold my breath thinking that I'm going to get the next Fleury, Malkin,
right,
Crosby, because that very rarely happens.
You're right about that.
Very rarely. How it went from 84
mm-hmm.
to what, 2005.
We have had one of the best players in hockey, if not the best player in hockey, for 40 years.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's probably not going to be that way. And you're going to have to try to win like everybody else tries to win.
Yep.
With stars and good players, obviously you need good players.
But not the best.
But right. And it's going to be different. But that's fun too. And so the Pirates, they've been rebuilding for 6 years, and here they are 16 games or whatever it is under 500. That's the Pirates. We're used to that. We're not used to this with the Penguins. Embrace the rebuild. And just the word rebuild is scary to some. It doesn't have to be. Doesn't mean it's going to be successful. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean Kyle Dubas knows his ass from a hole in the ground. Like he might not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving him any benefit of the doubt. I don't know how this is going to work. But from a game plan perspective, from a process perspective, I think the process is sound. We'll see if it yields fruit. We've got the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon starting at 8 a.m. You can text FIRE right now. Text it right now. You can start donating right now. FIRE to 412-207-3456. That's FIRE to 412-207-3456. We'll continue to talk about the Penguins hiring of Dan Muse, and we're going to screw around, basically, for the next 2 hours. We've got a Nicholas Harry Callis fan headline right now. Right now. Let's go. Woo! I'm already sweating, and we're going to be outside for the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon.
It's going to be humid today.
Which I love. Summertime finally feels like summer. I hit the pool the last couple of days. I did have a churro yesterday.
Did you? How was it?
It was good.
Yeah.
I think we need a churro counter for the summer for me. I'm at one. I'll probably get to 30 by the end of this.
30?
Yeah.
You think you'll go to the pool 30 times?
I think so.
Wow.
I think we're probably going to go every day that it's that the weather is permitting.
Can you walk?
We can walk.
Okay.
We haven't yet. It's all uphill on the way home.
Oh, yeah.
And the last thing you want is swim around for 2 hours
right.
with the kid, you know, and then walk up a hill. But yeah, at some point we'll be doing that.
30.
So I'm going to be sweating. I got my natural deodorant on today. So don't get too close, people. It ain't going to smell great.
Natural deodorant meaning? Like, no deodorant?
No, my wife buys me this natural stuff because there's no aluminum in it, and she wants me to be around for a while, I guess. And I've been telling her I stink, and she says, well, your body's just got to get used to it. I don't know about that.
I think you need to shave your armpits. I'm dead serious. I shave my armpits every once in a while to get, then the new hair grows, and then you get the stink out.
Now, all right, walk me through this then. Do you go on with a buzzer first?
Yeah.
And then do you go all the way down?
No, okay. just the buzzer, just the but no cover, just the blade, and then it just restarts the process, and then you start you kind of.
I've never shaved the pits.
You should. I mean, think about how nasty it probably is in there, and all the stuff that just like sitting in there, all the different deodorants and sweat. You need to get that out of there and regrow that hair.
I'm going to do it, but yeah. I think you might be pulling my leg here.
I swear. Would I do that?
Yeah.
No, I swear I do. I do all the time.
Let me see those pits. Get them out here right now.
No, they're hairy now. I have to redo it, but I haven't smelled. Whenever I start smelling, that's when you do it. Right.
I have done the belly hair. I've done the chest hair. I have a tuft of hair on my lower back that, to me, it's just repulsive. Like, I am disgusting.
Yeah.
I am a disgusting human being. And I'm pale. So I take my shirt off yesterday. Cal's giving the big thumbs up. I got sun radiating down on me, blinding everybody within like a 30-foot radius. The sun ricocheting off of me into everyone's eyes.
Man.
Ain't nothing you could do about that.
No.
A lot of people texting in saying can recommend the shaving of the pits.
Yeah. Do it every once in a while. Not all the time, but like do it every once in a while.
Texter, you stink because of your diet. Eat clean, less stink. That we're going to have to find another way. I'm leveling with you. Going to have to find another way. I ain't eating clean. Not happening. I'm going to eat okay. I ain't eating
30
clean.
Churros, like, I mean.
Right. Growl, you smell like churros. What the hell's going on? Oh, I ate a lot of churros. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. This is the pre-show to the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, and we have a lofty goal. And I think together we can accomplish this goal. $100,000 we want to raise for local volunteer fire departments. It's a big-time goal, but we've been doing it every year for the food bank, for Feed the Need, and I'm always blown away by the generosity of Pittsburghers.
Yep.
It's a small city. It's a big town, however you want to look at it. Pittsburghers always pulling for Pittsburghers, and so I think we can get there. I'm very optimistic we can hit that goal, and you can help right now by texting FIRE to 412-207-3456. You can also go on 937thefan.com. You'll find a Fan 5 Alarm Marathon graphic right there on the homepage. You click it, it'll take you to a place where you can make your donations. We are getting blown up on the text line right now by people saying that shaving your pits, it works.
What? See, I told you, I got you. Why would I lead you down a path that wasn't correct?
I did get waxed before for a bet. Ouch.
Like where?
My tummy, my chest, the nips. Mm. I got hairy. I got like a ring of hair on my nipples, man.
Oh, man. That's nasty.
And it wasn't always this way. I don't know what happened.
We talked about this the other day.
I like, know. And no one gave an answer, though. Like, I don't understand the process that takes place in the body where, like, long after puberty, more hair just starts coming out. It doesn't make any sense to me.
You want to know why, I think? And I could be totally wrong.
No, I like this. I have no theory. So your theory is going to be better than no theory.
Because hair is protection for, like, infections and I guess, disease. And, you know, so, like, the older you get, the weaker your immune system may get. And your body knows that. So it's trying to protect your body by not getting sick.
It's a good theory.
I just came up with that right now. Like, you think about your nose hairs, you think about, you know.
Oh, that's definitely what ears. Nose hair's for.
Right.
Yeah, you're right about
that. That's why it gets longer and there's more because it's protecting your body because you're getting older and your system gets weaker.
Yeah, it keeps all the nastiness out of your nose and your ears. That's a good one, yeah. I don't think anything's entering me via nipples, though. My body got a little carried away with this.
Hey, Crowley, it's time to move on!
You're making all of us uncomfortable.
I've never wanted you to move on more.
You don't know as much as you say. So it's time to move on, or we'll be here all day.
Texter, Adam, tell us your thoughts on Beanie Bishop and also on Waynesburg. Butt out. Texter, quit saying Pittsburgher. We're Pittsburghians.
Never heard of that.
I don't think so.
Nope. Pittsburghers.
But you can identify yourself however you want if you are.
Yinzers.
Yeah, we're Yinzers. Yinzers are going to raise $100,000 today. And tomorrow for local volunteer fire departments. Us Yinzers got to stick together. What are you laughing about, Harry?
I don't want to hear about the hair around your nipples. I want you to move on.
No, I think you spoke for literally the entire audience there whenever you did that. You have a very good sense for these things, and I appreciate it, because a lot of times you save me from myself. Fan Hotlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Again, help out local volunteer fire departments. Text FIRE to 412-207-3456. When we come back, we'll tell you about what we got going on today at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. And then we got to react to the Pirate game last night. We were talking about the process for the Penguins and embracing the young guys. Yesterday's game was won by the youngsters, Doran. We'll get into that coming up next. But first, it's a Nicholas Harry Callis fan headline.
Thank you. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now a 3-1 swing, fly ball, deep center. Cruz back on it, still back on it. He makes the catch over his shoulder on the run. And that ends the ball game. David Bednar with the save. Mike Burrows earns the win, and it's a shutout win for the Buccos, 3-0.
I hate to always frame everything within like the context of a trade discussion. Noah Hiles tweeted this out last night. David Bednar, since being recalled from AAA on April 19th, 19 games, 18 and two-thirds innings, 2.89 ERA, 6 saves. So he has reverted back mostly to all-star form. I think he could go at the deadline. I think anybody who pitches well in the bullpen could be a potential trade option. But if Mike Burrows, let's just say, were to keep up what he did last night, you can absolutely part with a starting pitcher.
Yeah.
You got Bubba Chandler is going to come up. Burrows was electric. 5 1/3 innings, just 5 hits, 6 strikeouts. This was the guy we thought we were going to see before.
Mm-hmm.
And that was nice to see out of him. First start, you get kind of...
Yeah, you got the nerves.
The heebie-jeebies. Right. And he was really good last night. And then Ashcraft, who was a starting pitcher in the minors, they wanted to get him up here. Good on him. He goes 2 innings. He gives up 1 hit, strikes out 3. That's now 5 innings for him. Hasn't given up a run.
That's unbelievable.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
So you've got 2 rookies that go 7 1/3 last night, they win the game. And it gets me to thinking about the deadline, Doran, where you got Mitch Keller and Bailey Faltu. How'd that come out? Bailey Falter and Andrew Heaney. Like, Heaney's gone. Like, there ain't no way they hold on to him. And reasonable people can say keep Keller and Falter, and reasonable people could also say trade Keller and Falter. I mean, you've got Falter for three more years, I believe, under team control. So cost controlled, he's been outstanding for 2 years. I was dead wrong on that guy.
Yeah, you were.
Dead wrong.
A little bit.
So what are they doing with this guy? The one area where Ben Cherington should get benefit of the doubt is bringing in these lefties who pitch great. Heaney being another one. Falter being excellent. Keller, obviously, with the salary that you might want to move out to move more salary in. One of those guys at least has to go because you got to start bringing in bats. And if guys like Burrows and then eventually Bubba Chandler come up and they pitch up to their expectation level and their talent level, it absolutely makes those guys expendable.
Yeah, that's nice to see. It's nice to see. I mean, it's, you know, you want to build around those guys. It's not just Skeens, in my opinion. Like, you want to build around Bubba Chandler, Burrows, Ashcraft. And now, obviously, they know that that's what they need to do. But, like, those guys can really give your foundation for what you want to do in the future. That's a very nice area to really hold on to know that it's not just all crap. And, you know, it's not just all crap. And, you know, moving forward, you're hoping that your pitching is going to be in the forefront of your team.
And if I just sort of suss it out here, I mean, you got Skeens, Chandler. Next year, if Jones goes according to the diagnosis, or I guess whatever, the timetable, 10 to 12 months.
This time next year?
This time next year, you can go Skeens, Chandler, Jones, Falter, and then if it's Burrows, great. If it's Ashcraft, great. If it's name a guy. Even if Keller's not here, could be a very good,
very good,
young, cheap rotation, which should make it, in theory, easy to build around. Everyone wants starting pitching. And if you deal some of this starting pitching to get bats, that's how the thing turns around. Now, do I want Ben Cherington making these trades at the deadline? No. But that's what they need to be doing. They need to be trading at least one of these starting pitchers, maybe two, to go find some bats and then let the young guys backfill behind them. Tonight, Doran, at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, it's the next up on the fan. You come down, give us your best take for 2 minutes. The two people who do the best, according to our rigid judging, they'll move on to the next round, and they'll have an opportunity to get a part-time job here, hosting shows on 93.7 The Fan. So super excited about that. At the meeting yesterday, Mulsey was giving him a pep talk, even though none of them were around. He basically said, just give an opinion.
Yep.
Give a strong two-minute opinion. Don't bog down on the stats. Start firing hot takes for 2 minutes. You can go short of 2 minutes. You can't go longer than 2 minutes. So be prepared to let them fly. We can't wait to see you guys today from 7 o'clock until 9. I'm really jacked up about
it. I am, too. I'm interested to see if anybody has, like, the little technical things that they bring to the table. I know you only have 2 minutes, but, like, can you transition into maybe one topic to the next topic in the first 58 seconds that you're talking, and then you go right to the next, but it's actually smooth, and then whenever you transition out, then you're going to throw it to the next guy, like something like that. If you could do that stuff, that's great.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Like, I got 30 seconds on Tomlin.
Right.
I got 30 seconds on Dubas. I got 30 seconds
make
on
it
Beanie
all connect.
Bishop.
Ooh. Make it all connect. That will impress me.
Me too. Let it fly.
No dead air.
No, we can't. You got 2 minutes.
Yep.
Kick ass for 2 minutes. And it's going to be a blast. And don't be nervous either. Because you're not a part-time host on The Fan right now.
Yeah, nothing to lose.
You have absolutely nothing to lose. And maybe you got 15 years at a radio station on the backside of it. But if you don't, you just go on living your life as it is.
Yep.
But you could turn into Christopher Mueller. You could make a career out of it. You could feed your family from radio. So come on by. We'll see you from 7 o'clock until 9. And the reason we're all going to be at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department is to raise money for local volunteer fire departments. And you can text in right now and donate. You can text FIRE. Easy enough. FIRE to 412-207-3456. That's FIRE to 412-207-3456. Yes, Harry.
I was going to say, for all of the ums and ums you give on the radio every day, I thought you might encourage people to try that and embrace
their
stutters.
I'm not a big ummer-er.
Yeah, you just mispronounce. Oh, that's right. You just say the complete wrong name of a person.
That's right. What did I call Parnum yesterday?
Bobby Parnum.
And what's his name?
Donald Parham.
This close. Honestly, it's a pretty low bar. Show up, talk for 2 minutes, say everyone's names correctly. You got my job.
You're good. Yell at Callis, you know, you're good.
That's right.
You get bonus points for that. Yep.
Butt out!
This is an A, B conversation. C or butt out.
God, what an ass I was yesterday. Just an unrelenting giant ass. Texter, hoping Anthony in Oakland shows up. That's my win. Man, he should. I wonder if he will.
Probably.
If Anthony in Oakland shows up, the odds are juiced to him winning.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, yeah, that would be the guy to beat, I think. That guy comes on here and he's got more nuance than anybody else. He's outstanding. Okay. Coming up next, more on the five alarm, more on that Buccos win from last night, more donations, hopefully, from you by texting in FIRE to 412-207-3456. Now the Waynesburg grad, Nicholas Harry Callis, with a fan headline. Fifth-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, as we approach 1 hour out from the second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. And you can donate to help local volunteer firefighters, local volunteer fire departments by texting FIRE to 412-207-3456. Every little bit helps. One of the things we did last year, I have no problem being the butt of jokes because I'm a jackass. You can donate in increments of $13.09. If that's what you want to do, to poke fun at me, to twist a knife, but to also help the local volunteer firefighters, I think that would be funny, and I think it would be helpful. Seriously, we all got a couple bucks laying around, right? $5, $10, $15. We have a goal of $100,000, and there will be big-time donations. We got a big-time guest coming on at noon today. A big-time guest that Doran and Donnie are going to be talking to. Big-time people. But it's us, the little people, that can really make it happen.
Yes.
$5 at a time, $10 at a time, $13.09 at a time. Yes, Harry.
I'm sorry, just the way you put the little people can help.
Someone texted in or tweeted us yesterday and said, does Crowley rip Callis because he's got that Napoleon complex? And the answer is 100% yes. Like, that's not a burn. It's a fact. It's why I go to therapy. Like, come on now.
You're not that small, though.
Well, compared to you guys.
You guys are at the same height.
He's weak, though. That's the problem. 100%. He's got the no muscles.
No muscles.
Mm.
I take my shirt off at the pool, and it's like, ugh. Like, I turn sideways. You can't see me, anymore.
Like a stick figure.
Mm-hmm.
You and I should race when we're there.
Well, I do think I could get you on speed.
No, not anymore.
The average height for an American man?
5'9".
5'9", that's me. What about weight? Average height and weight for American man?
180. 180, 185.
282.
What?
Threw out a random number.
The average height for a man in the United States is 5'9". The average weight is 199.8.
Wow.
That translates to a BMI of 30.3, which is considered obese. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Mm.
Well, we'll tackle that another day. We're gonna help out local volunteer firefighters today by texting FIRE to 412-207-3456. We mess with Callis all the time, and we do Quiz Callis, and it's wonderful. It's one of our highest-rated segments every single week. Bostic's on, and it was your brainchild, Dorn, and it's fun, and it's genius, and Callis is a really good sport. The one area you can't get Harry, found out yesterday in the back, umpire stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He did like a 15-minute private show for us in the back, like we were waiting for the meeting, and he was giving us all the nuances of umpiring, how you're supposed to call safe and out, quizzing us on umpire knowledge. Blown away.
Mm-hmm.
He's like umpire Rain Man.
Well, I mean, that's what he did.
I know, but he was also going back and he was, you know how when you're a kid and you're emulating batting stances, like, oh, today I'm Craig Counsell. Today I'm Jason Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
He was showing us different strike three calls for different major league umpires.
Oh, wow.
It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So come on by, see us today, and maybe you get your own private show for Nicholas Harry-Callis. It was impressive.
You're being so nice. Look at you giving yourself good PR after yesterday.
Yeah, after yesterday, right.
I'm trying to balance out the universe here. Yes, am I overcorrecting a little bit? Perhaps. People have already texted, Crowley's being way too nice to Callis. It's the least I could do for screaming at him on the air. It's the least I could do. It's day one of the rest of my life with Harry Callis.
Dorn, you know what he didn't tell you? Before we did the umpire stuff when everybody was showing up, he was very uncomfortable and fidgety about the whole thing. I could tell he was like, he kept talking about it. He's like, Callis, that segment was a lot. Oh, I don't want to listen back to it because I was podcasting it. So he was.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.